Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. We have a live show for you today. It is October the 9th, 2018. It is a Tuesday. And just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And we have my brother, Pastor Keith, is in the building. Pastor Keith has been avoiding us, doing other things instead of being on the show with us, which is quite all right, but, you know, just teasing my brother. So good to see you, Pastor Keith, back on air again. Very, very important. Looking forward to today's show. And thank you all for participating in this overall platform. But one thing that we need is we need your overall support to continue to support this. We need you to continue to support this platform. And if you could do that by making a monetary donation, of contributing some of your financial energy, giving some of your currency to the network so it can make its overall requirements to maintain the overall network, keeping it on air. And you could very easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, if you would, give some of your financial energy. Gifts, a donation, all donations, great or small, are greatly, greatly appreciated. So we do thank you for that, and we need your support. You can also support the network by being a member inside of this social media platform known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected. They will not sell your identity to anyone. And not only that, the overall global prying eyes will not be looking at you on your overall FedBook page, which has actually hurt many of you, many of us, and all of us collectively. So come on over to BTR Community where you don't have to worry about that. For only $24 a year, you get your membership and you can post things about yourself, your business, something else that you think needs to have more public exposure, something you just want to talk about within reason. Of course, and you can do it in a more holistic way that supports this network and allows it to continue to grow. So you could do it that way as well. BTR Community at www.btrcommunity can be found for you to become a member. Okay. Also, if you would like to exchange some of your cash for real money, which you should be doing, exchanging your cash for real money, you could do that at www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. And once you're there, check out what's in inventory, then email info@prosperitymint. Let them know that I sent you, Dave sent you from Tando Radio Show, and then they will assist you in getting the overall, explaining to you what the overall buying process is. Very, very important. It's to your benefit that you do that, because there's some things that you definitely, definitely need to know when it comes to acquiring the precious metal. So just let them know that I sent you, and and then please respond to when they send you a message back. So just say that Dave from Tando Radio Show referred me, okay? And that is very, very important. So definitely please do that. Okay, now let me just get set. We're going to jump into what's in the news. Hopefully, 1 second. Well, you know, I do want to start with, you know, this is a preparedness show. So let's start. There's another hurricane, Hurricane Michael, that you all may be familiar with or know about by now. But everyone inside of the panhandle of Florida, definitely. One thing about Floridians, Pastor Keith, they went through a lot of hurricanes. They know the importance of preparing. And as soon as they heard the hurricane was coming, boom, they jumped to action. But a lot of them already have things prepared for that. So, but still, there's another storm, and the direction of this storm is, you know, after a while, it may actually affect the other. It will cross paths with the hurricane. What was the last hurricane that went through? Oh, man, Florence, Hurricane Florence. So it crossed some of that path. So here they go. We're getting hit with some more weather and everything else. So just a not a good look. So please be prepared for these hurricanes. For those in the affected area, take the necessary precautions and do yourself and your family the overall service of protecting yourself. Very, very important that we do that. All right. So we'll jump into that a little bit later. But today's show is on the 9th of October. I said 2019. Oh my goodness. In 2018. Let me just edit post. Let me get back to that. Don't delete anything, Dave. And today's show is going to be the global asset age is taking shape. We're going to take a look at that, but there are some of the things that we'll be looking at as well. So we got a lot of stuff there in what's in the news. Let me just refresh it so that we can get going on that. And we will get into that for today. And at any time, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. And I just want to say I was actually with family over the weekend. Needed to do that. Always important. That's very, very important. And so make sure that you do that as well. You know, put your family first. Do whatever it is you can. But spending time with your family is always, always important. So I got a chance to spend some time. Had to travel a little bit, but that was all right. So, but I had a good time doing it. So over the so we weren't on air Friday, and we weren't on air yesterday, and but I had a blast. You know, Pastor Keith, just, you know, hanging with family and just, you know, just grounding yourself. And so I greatly, greatly appreciate it. And I know you all appreciate your family as well. So you know how that definitely recharges you. So we're going to get going in today. And what's in the news? All right. So the first article we got is from Bloomberg. And this is from Bloomberg. And it's the next financial crisis is staring us in the face. The next financial crisis is staring us in the face. And this comes an article from Bloomberg. A lot of economic things that are taking place in Italy, in Spain, in India, in Pakistan. And, you know, there's so many right now. There are so many currencies around the world that are under duress. You have the U.S. dollar. You have the Chinese yuan. You have the Russian ruble. You have the Brazilian real. You have the Iranian real, you have the Turkish lira, you have the lira, the Italian lira, you have the Venezuela, you have the U.S. dollar. It's also, if you really look at, you have the euro, you have the pound, you have all of the, you know, there's so many currencies around the world are under real strain And it's all being a part of if the asset age is taking shape, not the debt age. So that is what we need to do and prepare for coming forward. So we definitely will, and this is what we do here. So we want you to do that. Next article, my man Carlos. Thanks, Carlos, for sending this one. It says this one is Israeli national news. And this article is, one second, let me see if I got it right here. This article says that an analyst, Russia's latest moves in Syria reveals it as an enemy. So check out that article that we put there, and some things that are going to be happening. We may get to that today. That's there. There's a lot of traction and movement that's going on in that area, and not only that, it's happening. It's now moved in so many different spots. So check out that article. Next article we got from Bloomberg as well, and it's IMF Christine Lagarde says the world's growth outlook is dimming as trade wars escalate. This one and the other one is basically, and basically Christine Lagarde said, hey, remember the warning signs I told you about? They're coming, they're here, they're starting to take shape and form. So check out that from the International Monetary Fund, but I have a different thing for them, because they is, man, this overall organization is criminal in its overall nature. So check out that article. Next article. Thanks to my man Raj, he sent me another article similar to this, but somewhere else. But Raj sent this one to me, and this comes from politicalscope.com. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Saudi Arabia won't pay for U.S. security. There's another article that goes along with that. Basically, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia says we're not going to be paying the U.S. for protection. So. And that's because there's another article that we posted down at the bottom where celebrity figurehead Trump said the Saud king needs to pay for the U.S. for the security. And then that's when he said, no, we won't be doing that. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Press TV.
Hey, Dave.
Russia gives... Yes, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, before you move on from that article...
Yes.
With the spat between Trump and the king of the House of al-Saud... I was reading that they're talking about purchasing the S-400 from the Russians. There was just a visit to Russia.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that's related.
Definitely. And what Scotty said, yes, they are actually thinking about purchasing the S-400, which India just recently purchased in a deal with Russia, which violates the overall U.S. sanctions against Russia. And you know what India said? So, you don't care about your sanctions. So, definitely. And a lot of that is happening. And my man Scotty says about the hurricane. They're saying heavy rains from that hurricane will reach North Carolina by Thursday and could lead to more flooding. Yes, it's going to cross. It looks like it's going to cross paths. So, not looking forward to that. What's up, Roz? Good to see you in queue there, bro. Definitely, we need to actually be mindful of that. Next article, let me pull this up. Next article comes from Press TV. Russia gives Syria 3 battalion sets of S-300 system. So they gave them 3 battalion sets of S-300 systems, and I think that it's pretty. I wouldn't be surprised if the S-400 is there in as well. So check out that article. Next article from the New York Times. I'm telling you, China and the U.S. are really, really starting to come to head. Celebrity figurehead Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, and his Chinese counterpart trade harsh words. And I actually put a YouTube video of what they were saying, and check out that article from the Times. And then there's a YouTube video because the Pentagon report called China the threat to U.S. military industrial complex. So that was reported by RT. So check out that YouTube video. The overall Cold War is about to turn hot between China and Russia. U.S. and China have been in the Cold War for a while now. It's about to turn hot. Next article, I got this one from, let me move this up, from Defense One. Com. Whoops, let me pull this up. Hopefully it didn't mess it up. And this is a pretty good article as well. I saw it, and a couple of people sent it to me as well. I know that that Carlos sent it to me, and I saw it about the same time. I was really, for one of the few times, I took myself off of all news feeds and everything else. I figured if anything was significant that I needed to know, I knew Pastor Keith would have been chirping me right away. But here's a good one. Keith will appreciate this one. From Defense One, Trump wants Chinese parts out of all American weapons. Trump wants Chinese parts out of American weapons. So celebrity figurehead Trump, the White House will call for target investments in domestic manufacturing and the industry bases reported to be unrevealed by Friday. The Pentagon intends to investigate in domestic manufacturers to reduce his overall reliance on Chinese and other foreign made parts in American weapon systems, top defense officials said on last Thursday. So, too late. Way too late. It's all the setup, and you're going to see how this is going to. And I'm going to tell you what I think that this is going to lead to. There's going to be the war, and they're going to say that, oh my goodness, a lot of our overall hardware and military assets have been compromised, and they were able to be shut off or made inoperable or actually malfunctioned or didn't work that they were supposed to work, and that was because they were hacked into cyberly by the overall enemies that we're fighting, which is huge. Cyber is now jumping up in a huge spot because of the situation in Syria with Russia. And so this is definitely going to, you're going to see, this is the setup right here. You're definitely going to see the setup right there. So check out that article. That was the one I know Keith would appreciate. Next article I got from Israel National News. Russia's official S-300 system was free for Syria. S-300 to Syria was free of charge. The Russia said that they charged Syria no cost for their overall S-300 systems that they put in. Why did they do that? Because of the overall alliance in the gas in the Nordic Stream, the Nord Stream 2 project in the partnership that's there. So check out that article as well. Next article from Peak Prosperity. Think you're prepared for the next crisis? Think again. See how ready you are. Ready. If we indeed head into another 2008 style market crash, one in which the major stock market indexes could drop 50% or more in a matter of just a few weeks, while housing prices could drop by 30 to 40%, and as home buyers go on strike. There's a whole lot more to that than going on. And I think it was Ron Paul said the exact same thing, that he expects the overall market to crash by 50%. And I think that is going to be, instead of it being in a matter of a few weeks, it may be in a matter of a week that it does that drop. And that is going to cause for real displacement. You got to be prepared for it. This is why we do Tando Radio Show. Next article from Streetwise Report. How commodities will perform and the impending massive credit crunch. Check out that article. This next article is another repeat article. Someone is waging a secret war to undermine the Pentagon's huge cloud contract. I put that back in there because that goes right along with the overall Trump saying that he wants all Chinese parts out of U.S. weapons. Check out that article. Next article, but it's a play into there, so check it out. Next article I got, this one comes from Bloomberg. And this article, very important. Here we go. Bloomberg says 2018 echoes 1987 as central bank shift towards tightening policy. In 1987, there was a huge market crash in October of 1987. And they're seeing that same thing happen over, but this is far, far worse. The United States has been bankrupt officially since the 70s. Right around 1970 is when the United States became officially bankrupt. in that overall trial, that overall 48 years downward spiral is now reaching its height, because it's been basically 100 years that the U.S. Dollar has been a significant instrument of reserve, and it takes it about the overall descension in the spiral before it goes into, what's that called, uncontrolled spin, Keith, in a plane?
Aggravated spin.
That's what the name of one of the fight. That's going to be Friday. Aggravated spin is going to be Friday's show. Thank you there, Pastor Keith. So check out that article. Next article comes from Sputnik News. UK intelligence claim Putin aims to make Libya a new Syria to pressure the West. And I'm going to tell you, this is a very, very significant article. Libya is a strategically important country because of its location and because of its assets. Libya is actually the overall, is the gateway into the Mediterranean and into the Middle East on one side, because it's on the northern part of Africa, just short of Italy and everything else. And that's a very, very important waterway and channel into where the shipping, but more important, where the overall war will be. And Libya having light sweet crude, that is the perfect gas station for the overall strategic importance of the military engagement. So not surprised here, very, very significant there. Next article from Press TV, Washington pressed to keep Iran access to SWIFT. Check out that article. Top officials in the U.S. Department, Treasury Department, are reportedly pushing for Iran to remain connected to SWIFT. See, they don't want them to go now. They don't want them to go because now, guess what's an alternative? The overall special purpose payment system that the EU has already established. But guess what? You think Iran is going to stay? Absolutely not. SWIFT is one of the key reasons why you have and we have the quality of life and standard of living that everyone uses the U.S. dollar. That is going to be taken away. So very, very important. This is how they really do start and engage in wars. Check out that article. Next article from RT. We're independent. India defies U.S. sanctions over billion worth S-400 deal with Russia. India not cowed by the U.S. threats of sanctions by buying the Russian S-400 missile system as it follows an independent policy, an army chief said, adding that his country had to think of what is strategically important, and that is the key word, strategically important. All of the countries are doing that. And you know what, in strategic importance, this should be show for tomorrow. Tomorrow's show will be strategic importance. The strategic importance of this is that all of the countries are saying it's strategically important them to divest themselves of the U.S. What is that? What is the U.S. going to do? Sanction India? No more sanctions can be given out. Now what's going to happen is the retribution for sanctions. You're going to be sanctioned. Next article got from Bloomberg. Here we go. Venezuela's 2018 inflation to hit 1.37%, says the IMF. And the IMF is actually saying it probably could go up to 10,000,000%. So check this out. Fed, we'll come back to this. Oof. This is going to be bad. We need to take a look at this for today's show. This is because this is the asset. The asset scenario is definitely being set forth. Next article we got from Sputnik News. And it says, here you go. Sputnik News, the U.S. can't bully the EU in trade talks, Paris says. The U.S. can't bully the EU in the trade talks is what the U.S. The EU and U.S. trade relations have been tense since U.S. celebrity figurehead Trump imposed high tariffs on steel and aluminum imports in May. The European Union retaliated by imposing its own barriers on U.S. goods after Trump lifted the EU exemptions from the tariffs. This is going to continue to go. Now, when someone says that you can't, they can't bully you anymore, what does that mean? If they can't bully you anymore, that means because you're ready to punch them in the mouth. Bullying is a is an act of aggression, intimidation by force and by fear. Right? So what does that mean? That they are saying that we're no longer afraid of your threat. And not only that, we are actively going to engage you because of your threat. That's what bully, see, a bully, you just don't tell them to go away. A bully always has to be put on their back. Because once you're a bully, that what actually happens to you. Maybe I shouldn't say this on, I'm not going to say this on air. There was I saw something, and it was someone that was bullied, and their response to the person that the person that bullied them was quite effective. But I will always tell you this: whenever someone is being bullied by someone, their response, generally the most meaningful ones, are very forceful. It nullifies and humbles those that individuals that thought that they could never be humbled. And how that is because they are no longer standing over anyone. They're on their back begging for mercy with their crying eyes. And oh boy, did this person get the people. I'm not going to say what the person did because I don't want copycats. But man, Pastor, I'll show you, but I can't. The responsible thing is not to do this on air because we have many people that are listening. So, and we appreciate you all. So don't be a bully. Next article. This one comes from the epochtime.com. China looks to foreign investors and pensioners as duress debt savers. Very China, yes. See, one of the things here is that China knows that they have the overall natural resources to become an economic giant in the asset market. So what are they going to do? They're going to play the debt market and even perpetuate its own demise because they have a solution for it. And the world is going to be running to them for that solution. This is why the bullying, and remember the strategical importance? That's where it is going to be coming out to play. So check out that. Next article from CNBC. U.S. inflation is the world's most important economic variable. Commonly being said is this, is that the world is going to be moving away from the U.S. because of its debt. The U.S. inflation is the most important economic variable because it's the U.S. inflation that enslaves and subjugates other countries by making them pay the U.S.'s debt, and they lose their resources. They're not going to be doing that anymore. They didn't say that so much in this article, but this is just, you know, what I'm giving you. From Reuters, U.S. inflation is the world's most important economic variable. That position is explained by raising inflation the rising inflation is the only problem the U.S. Federal Reserve can't solve by increasing the money supply. Very, very true. See, they can't solve the inflation with increasing the money supply, and that's really the only thing that they can do. Once inflation sets in, it's because you can't pay your debt, and now your currency loses purchasing power. This is where, see, they call it inflation. No, what it really is your dollar is losing. It's the world has lost confidence in you being able to what? Service your debt. So very, very important article. Next article we got, this one comes from Bloomberg. Let me pull this one up real quickly. Bloomberg. Bonds in $19 billion wipeout sparks fear of the worst run since 1976. In 1976, there was the bond massacre. And they're starting to see, you see how all of this is starting to play into? And bonds are extremely important because bonds are direct, a bond is nothing more than a debt. Nothing more than the debt. That's why you hear a bail bondsman. You got to put up a debt to get this. So this is an important article, what's going on. We will definitely see an economic calamity in the future. And we're much closer to it today than we were yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens in this month. So be prepared. Be prepared. Next article we got from Sputnik News. RT International. Russia will fight other... Move this down. Russia will fight other nations' attempt to contain its activities in the global arena. The Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev. So who's the other nations? Israel and the U.S. and Britain. That's who they're basically saying. But who's the main nation? The U.S. So Russia will fight other nations' attempts to contain its activities in the global arena. Who's trying to slow them down? But I really don't think that the overall Brits are really actively, I think it's a show, because the overall British economy gains a lot from the overall black market, or the overall, I'll just put it that way, the Russian black market, hint, hint, organized crime market. Huge. Britain gains from that. Check out that article. Next article, how Executive Order 6102 doomed America. You all should know about Executive Order 6102. We'll do a show just on that one day. Next article. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Italy doubles down as the market pressures grows. Budget. One of the things, Italy, the EU is probably going to be the spark for the overall global economic crisis, and it will have cross-pollination into the state. Right now, the pig, known as the pig nations, Italy and Spain and Greece and Portugal, they're struggling. And Italy is really about to really set off a global economic firestorm that you need to know about, because it directly will affect you. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News: blast at an ammunition depot in Chechnya. The Ukraine prompts massive evacuation. Now they're starting to blast on ammunition depots. Why is that? Because the war. The weapons and the ammunition war. Next article from RT International. No strings attached. The celebrity figurehead president of Ghana said that China's investment in Africa is not colonism. So we'll have to do a show on that. And then he was basically saying that the many African countries are running to China for overall fair market value investment that China will engage in there. So we'll check that out. Next article from Forbes. Housing affordability hits the lowest point in 10 years. Here's where buying a home is the most out of reach. This overall real estate market is going to be explosive once again. Next article, this one comes from Fortune. U.S.-China Cold War has begun. You think? Been around for a while. Next article, my man, L.A. Ramon. Thanks, L.A. Ramon. He sent this one from Live Science. DARPA insects, ally or biological weapon? Of course, is a biological weapon. So basically, they're saying that they're using insects as a biological weapon. Great article. The Pentagon wants to make an army of virus-spreading insects. Scientists are concerned. So check out that article. They've been doing that for a long time. It ain't new. Check out that. Next article from Strategic Culture. Trump's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad national security team. Check out that article. So true. Next article from Vox. Why North Korea's latest nuclear concessions isn't one at all. So true. Check out that article. Next article from Greek Keepers. This is going to be important here. Greek to claim 280 billion euros in war reparations from Germany. And after the U.S. goes to global war, The rest of the world will be doing the same. Next article from Strategic Culture. Trump to Saudi King, pay up for U.S. military protection. And that's where they said, nope, we're not going to be paying. Why is this? Because they're making deals with Russia. They've been making... Putin had strategically lassoed Saudi Arabia about 5 years ago in 2013-2014. He lassoed them. Then, so check out that article. Our next article from Express.com, Haiti's earthquake had another earthquake. The bunch of earthquakes happening all over the planet right now. My man Rod sent that. Next article, Scoop. Trump accepts Nikki Haley's resignation. And then we put a YouTube video there. Nikki Haley is resigning as the UN and the United States ambassador to the UN. So I think there's going to be a whole lot more to that that may be coming out. I don't know. It may be going on now. I'm live, not seeing it. Don't know. So next article from about Hurricane Michael, the path, and what the overall storm is predicting and doing. You can see it is gaining some strength and is going to be hitting the its path may go into the panhandle, the Florida panhandle. So check out that article. Next article from Yahoo. U.S. concerned about Chinese yuan's recent drop. Of course, celebrity figurehead Secretary Steve Mnuchin, but I go with the first name, has faced pressure from the White House to formally designate China as a currency manipulator in a report. Don't want to do that. That is not a good policy. So that's what's in the news. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Glad to see you all in queue there. Glad to have you all listening. At any time, just jump in. Would love to hear from you. I don't know. I didn't check. Was there any update on Nikki Haley, Keith, that you happened to see?
Now it says she's resigning, but she's resigning under good terms, and she plans on
support on the campaign trail
for
dump. So there we go. So you all may be know some things about that. Because they may have had a press release or something, but I think there's a whole lot more to that. So, okay, so we're going to get into today's show. And today's show, let me get back into it. Got to go back up to the top. And, preparing is so important. Man, today's show is the global asset age is taking shape. The global asset age is taking shape. Make sure that you are in line with that as well. And here's why. The debt age was the consumer shape, where you would just consume, 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 consume. Consume as much as you can. And you know what that does.
You died with most boys.
Yeah. That's the old saying, right. Keith said, he who dies with the most toys wins. See, that is such a farce. When this is what it really, in me, I would put it this way. He or she that leaves an inheritance has prosperity of life forever, for perpetuity. It's not about your individual toys. It's about your legacy and seeding of investment going forward. You know? And it's very important because, you know, Keith, the body, the spirit doesn't live in the body. The body is alive because the spirit is there. So life isn't really about the body. It isn't about your toys. It isn't about the things that you would want in your human suit. It's really life is the spirit. Because once the spirit leaves the body, what happens to the body?
Yeah.
It goes into it starts to decompose. Because its composition of life is gone. The component of life is gone. So Leaving a legacy is about passing your spirit also forward, passing your overall energy forward, and being able to do that, and that brings about prosperity. This is what the system doesn't want us to know, so that they can push on the overall body testimonies of he who dies with the most toys wins. That is a consumer's mentality. That is a consumer's mentality. You didn't win, you lost majorly. Majorly. So, great, great point, Pastor Keeper. We're going to jump into today's show. We're going to start with today's show is... One second. Did I mess it up? No, I think Pastor Keith messed it up, so I'm going to just have to blame it on Pastor Keith. Pastor Keith messed it up. So here we go. Let me pull this article up. But I also want to give some time for the Hurricane Michael as well. Please, please prepare. Please prepare for it. We'll take a look at this just like maybe 5 minutes left in the show. We'll do that. So today's show is going to revolve around Bloomberg's report. The next financial crisis is staring us right in the face. All it takes is to see it is a long look in the mirror. I hope you get what the marketeers are saying via this article. The next financial crisis is staring us in the face. All it takes to see it is a long look in the mirror. Do you realize what they're saying? They're basically telling you that you are the crisis that is the economic crisis that's going to come to fruition. Why? Because they set everyone up to be that. How did they set everyone up to be that? Because everyone has been addicted to this consumer mentality, and not this prodigious saving mentality. You know, it's cool to be economically foolish.
Well, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. But they made it cool to be economically foolish, and we can see so many examples of it. Lifestyles of the rich and famous, the gloating and this of that, and this, but they actually don't even want to even get you to even see any form of saving. And if they tell you to save, what do they tell you to save in, Keith? Cash.
Yeah.
So this article tells you pretty much what the market thinks of the people. The next financial crisis is staring you in the face. And what they're saying is that you're the crisis. You're the crisis because when they collapse the economy, they only collapse the common man's economy. The economy never, ever collapses, because the economy is a facade. It has no existence. It just has energy and relevance because of the surrenderance of energy from who? The person that's looking in the mirror. And in the article, subtitle says, all it takes to see it is a look in the mirror. Now think about that. What are they saying? Look at the way in which we live our lives. That's why the crisis. Look in the way that the person in the mirror lives their lives. That's why this crisis is guaranteed. It's guaranteed. Because what resources does a person in the mirror have generally? None. Keith wants to chime in. Let me just mute myself and then let Keith jump in. One second, Keith. I'll tell you.
You know, that stresses the importance of what you do primarily. I was reading an article the other day, and almost everybody's net value is tied up in two forms. It's tied up in their family. They didn't mean one.
Hold on, Keith. I think we got... because we're too close. Take it. Hold on, we'll get this straight.
You know, me, since I started learning this, I have a lot of conversations with my friends and stuff like that.
Let me get Keith. Come on back, Keith. We'll just use.
Yeah, Keith. Just because the wash was too great. Okay. Yeah. So you got me? Yeah. You know, one of the things that is troublesome for me, Dave, is because since I've come into that little bit of knowledge that I have, you know, looking in what you do, for instance, I have a lot of conversations with a lot of people, and a lot of people are feeling very secure, and I'm letting them know. I said, look, you need to involve yourself with precious metals. Well, they're secure in two things, Dave. The two things that they're secure in is their mortgage, which a very small percentage of those people own, and the other one is their pensions and stuff, which they have no access to, have never seen. As a matter of fact, it kind of goes back to what we used to refer to as cryptocurrency. It doesn't exist. So when you look at the situation that we're in, the situation that you talked about, the situation where we're going in, people have nothing, absolutely nothing. Because even in that article, the Chinese said what? The first thing that they, and the United States said the same thing. They said when the stuff hits the fire, the first things that they're going after is people's pensions and their life savings. Everybody's wealth, and I won't say everybody, you got your very few select, but everybody I know, security is in their pensions and in their houses. Nobody owns neither one of those. Those things are wiped out. But yet, they will fight and argue with you tooth and nail not to divest out of that. And I did a sermon a few weeks ago. It's called The Writings on the Wall. This is the writing on the wall. Look, you're getting article after article after article after, and not only articles, but you're starting to see it. You're starting to hear about people can't afford housing. You're starting to hear about the interest rates starting to rise up. You're starting to hear about not being able to live even off of their salary. So when you look in terms in which people can't live off their salaries, they own nothing, they're in debt up there, everything, and all the threats from your own government saying everything that you think you own, we're about to come in and take from you, and yet they still don't want to hear nothing that you have to say about an alternative about getting up out of that. It's kind of unbelievable. I think you mentioned last week, you talked about the people that vote away their own best interests. And we've been doing that as a nation from time again. Even if you go all the way back to the Civil War, if you look at the South, most of the people that fought the South were the poor Southerners. Well, slavery affected them in a negative way, because how are they going to get a job if you got all these slaves doing it for free? It was killing them. But yet they were able to convince the poor Southerners to go out there and fight their bloody war when it was disadvantaged to us. We're doing the same thing. We've been doing it ever since. But now it's exponential, because we're still voting away our best interest. But now anything that we could do for self-preservation financially, we're fighting it. It's just mind-blowing when you think about some of these things.
Yeah, well said, Keith, because it's, and I just hope that we will look at this and take a survey of our lives, you know, because the solutions to it all is always been there. As money does grow on trees, we just need to start planting them, and we planting them in our lives. And that comes from the great creator, God Almighty. If we get back to those type of things and not what man created, and have no faith and confidence what man has created, like we have no faith and confidence in what great creator God Almighty, that overall indoctrination has been seeded in us to where we no longer have faith and confidence in something that doesn't come from a piece of paper certification of a man, and that is in complete opposite and advantageous to what the great creator has already given us. This is why we have health care and no cure. And so it's the same thing economically. And this article, pretty much just the headline tells you everything. See, one of the things that this system does, it always tells you what it's going to do before it does it. The next financial crisis is staring us in the face. Who's the us? They're talking about the overall general population. They're talking about you and me. The crisis is the individual that's looking and is staring you right in the face. All it takes is for you to take a long look in the mirror, because we've been long doing too many things wrong. We've gotten away from the importance, the essential spiritual things that have always sustained us. And because of that, that long look in the mirror, because what does the mirror do? It reflects. It's a reflection of you. Silver reflects you. A mirror cannot exist without silver. So once again, they're playing the silver in the play without even knowing. Take a long look in the silver. That's why you're going to have economic collapse. Here's a financial crisis. Here's what the article says. The financial crisis ripped through Wall Street 10 years ago, pushing the global economy to the edge of the abyss. One might think that these searing experiences would have created a learning opportunity. But see, this is what the system does, is that they so get everyone so inebriated and addicted to their overall drug, that a drug addict loses all sensibility. Because now only thing that they live for is the next what? Is the next high. And you live in for, they teach you to live for the next high in the market, the next high for you to retire, the next high for this, the next high for that. And guess what? Each of those highs bring you what? More inebriation and more dependency on that overall underlying thing. And you what will do what? You will walk away from what really works. Instead of being walking the streets, we need to be building streets. So this first paragraph is priceless. The financial crisis ripped through Wall Street 10 years ago. What was Wall Street? You got to know the history of Wall Street. Pushing the global economy to the edge of the abyss, one might think the searing experience would have created a learned opportunity. See, this is where they're calling the overall general population a fool. They're blatantly calling everyone a fool here, because they know, one of the things I always say is that a fool learns from experience, while a wise heeds good instruction. But they're saying that these fools haven't even learned from the searing experience of life, because you know why? Because they didn't want them to learn from it, from that one. They showed a little, but then they didn't take it all the way. Now they may take it all the way. Would have created a learning opportunity for managing risk better. Stop right there. That's the key. What's our risk? Our risk is exposing ourselves to debt. And it's not the overall credit card debt that gets you. It's not the overall mortgage debt that gets you. The student loan debt that gets you. See, they want you, they say that so you can see that. Because the real form of debt that gets you, they don't want you to ever run away from. They want you to save in it. Because when you save in that debt, you're saving them. And you actually are definitely nullifying yourself, disenfranchising yourself. That's currency. It's the greatest form of debt. So, managing risk better, understanding the structural imbalances in the financial market. What did they just say? What were they just say in that one sentence? Understanding the structural imbalances in the financial markets. They're saying that you don't even realize that you're gambling and that you have a gambling habit, but you continue to go to the casino. And you're betting your retirement and the rest of your life on black, red, whatever number, at the crap table, at this or that. They're telling you everything is rigged right here. Understanding structural imbalance in the financial market. What is structurally imbalanced? Their agenda is immoral, is in debased. It's imbalanced. It's imbalanced because the overall structural balance is for them. Your way of life provides for their means of life. Their subjugation is the imbalance that's there in the financial market. What is a market? It goes back to Wall Street. Wall Street was the slave market. The market today, it continues to be the slave market, where you're up for sale every single day. And they're telling you this right here. Even learning a bit about how our own cognitive process malfunctions. Even learning a bit about how our own cognitive processes malfunction. They're basically telling you, you don't think right anymore. You've been completely, completely brainwashed. See, they do this because this enhances for when they crash it. They can come back and say, see, we told you it was coming. You didn't listen to us. I'm the authority figure. And everyone in the world will be begging that authority figure because they walked away from the great creator. We don't need the great creator. We need a man or woman king. And when we need a man or woman king, you better look at what you're going to get when you get a man or woman king. You're going to get jacked. Keith wanted to chime in. Come back, use this phone because we'll get the noise because of we're too close to each other phone wise. Here we one second. Let me just set it up. Here you go.
Dave, can you hear me? I really have nothing to say except that powerful statement that I want you to expound on that a little bit, where you were getting that from. Well, never mind, I'll expound a little bit for you. Talking about when Israel asked for a man king. And they told them, they said, why would you want a man king? They said, look, you got a God theology. You are literally being led by God. Why would you want a man? They said, well, we want a man because everybody else got a man. He said, okay, I'm going to give you a man. But understand this. When I give you a man, that means your sons and daughters are going to be the servants to that man. That means that your family and your labor and all the good things that you got that you should have yourself is going to be betrothed to that man. And the people said, what? We don't care. We want a king. If that's not an analogy for you, I don't know what is. And that's exactly what we're looking at.
That was it. Let me just fix this real quick before we go to commercial. And the significance of that, if you look at the overall consequences of all of that, war, you will have to give up half of all of your labor, your possessions. You will be subject to exactions. It says it right there. You will be subject to exactions. You will be the downtrodden. You will lose your inheritance because you will be so indebted that you will not be able to have any heirs. You will have no beneficiaries. You think about it, Keith. You get ready to go to a commercial break. What do we really, when we talk about a will, I would just say this. You really don't need one in today's world. You don't have anything to give. And it's not a matter of material things to give. We haven't given the overall instructions on sustainability. How come we don't know how to read the seasons before the weather change? How come we don't know which way, which overall fruits and vegetables are going to do better this season? How come we don't know how to sustain ourselves outside of what has already been given to us through the overall austerity measures in government programs? How come we're not self-sufficient? Because that was an air to keep you sovereign and self-determined. So it's crazy. So We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Scotty, give me 1 minute.
Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we're looking at an article that I thought was very, very telling and important. It says, the article, the next financial crisis is staring us right in the face. All it takes to see it is a long look in the mirror. So I want to get back to this, and just before we left, we just read the first paragraph and all of the clues, the hints, the truth, the overall misguidance. And one of the things is that that's what the system always tells you. They're going to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And they'll even give you the reason why. And they'll even tell you what they expect you to do in response. So we're going to pick up on this article. And if you'd like to talk about it, don't hesitate. Jump in. The article goes on. And it says, instead, we have little new wisdom. We have little new wisdom or self-awareness to show for that traumatic event. What was the traumatic event that they were talking about? They were talking about the traumatic event of 2008. No, they were talking about all of the economic crisis. They weren't talking just about that. Because guess what, Keith? There should have been an inheritance that we got from the overall Great Depression, but we didn't. We should have got a lesson from the overall bond market massacre in 1977, 1978, but we didn't. We should have got it from Black Monday of October in 1987, but we didn't. We should have got one from what? From the dot-com bubble, but we didn't. We should have got one from the bailout shenanigans of 2008, but we didn't. There was nothing that we've learned from these traumatic events.
Dave, you're going to have to make a distinction between...
Hold on. Here you go, Keith. Couldn't hear you. Hold on.
Okay, I'm not going to expound this time. You need to, because you keep saying we did it, right? I need to know who we is, because somebody did. Somebody did.
Yeah.
Who was that?
And I get you, Keith. And so who did do this? Who did? I'm going to tell you who did. Those individuals that don't scream. Those individuals that don't vote. Those individuals that don't obey. What they do is this. The individuals that did get the overall inheritance from this overall system, they are the ones that create laws that they don't have to obey, create debt that they don't have to pay, declare wars that they don't have to fight. They don't have an alarm clock. They don't even wear watches because time doesn't exist to them. It is actually given to those that are subject to them so that they have to be on time. They are the ones that have resources and have no debt. You can't pay them in any form of debt. You can only settle them out. Their wage is a resource. You can only give them a resource because a resource that gives sustainability. See, what it is, they're not godly, but they only look for the great creator's forms of money. Because they know that that's the only one that will sustain you to have prosperity and have self-assurance, have sovereignty. They're the ones that have sovereignty and not citizenship. They're the ones that have primary rights, not civil rights. They're the ones that live through manipulation under the spirit of the law while they invoke authority on the letter of the law. So those individuals, those entities, those institutions are the ones that prosper at every economic financial crisis of the common man. If you get paid a currency, you have already been relegated and delegated by them to be one that you give up all of your energy, your valuable, priceless energy for their overall objective. And they give you in return a piece of paper, a coupon. And this is all of us that pretty much may listen to this radio show. Because those that do, they don't need to listen to this radio show. They're actively living it. They don't need to gauge the overall temperature of what's going on in the overall world because they're setting the barometer. And it is, that's who keeps, in my opinion, who those individuals that did get the overall. Those are the ones that have written a constitution to ensure that they actually are compensated for their, and they actually receive their birthright by way of stealing others' birthright. They multiply their birthrights beyond just their individual birthright. They take billions of people's birthrights. And they were able to do that through a system of subjugation. They only can do it by that overall means and method. Without that overall means and method, their objective of subjugating and enslaving the world would never, ever be accomplished. They've been accomplishing it for a very long time. A very long time. So they were the ones that were able to wreak reap prosperity. They were they're the only ones that really do need a will. And they're the only ones that do have something to pay forward. They're the only ones that can actually ensure and pass on. And what do they pass on? They pass on, this is how we take advantage of the world. You need to learn how to do this. They're the ones that actually teach and instruct their overall heirs to actually fulfill their overall purpose of maintaining the momentum that they've garnished. So it's really, really pretty simple and pretty much right there. Keith wanted to chime in.
Can you hear me? You know, Dave, and again, I spent my first 2 years in theology school. And what had happened was, when I went to theology school, I got in a course I shouldn't have never gotten into. The reason being was because I knew nothing of where they at, and I got into a level that they call theology. So the people that I went to school with, they were already pastoring and stuff. They just needed their paper to justify the positions they've already attained. Well, I'm going in there with what I thought was a wealth of worldly knowledge. So I spent my first 2 years arguing everything, right? What? That don't even make sense. You mean to tell me? And I spent my first 2 years like that. The reason why I bring that up is because I find I'm going through that all over again in the financial markets. I'll give you an example of what you were saying and why that brings that to. You know, a short time ago, my thing was the inheritance tax. I thought that inheritance tax was absurd. And the reason why is because if I made all this money, what right does the government have to come and take it because I died? Why wouldn't that all go to my family? Well, what I've learned, Dave, is without the inheritance tax, what ends up happening is you end up looking at exactly what we're looking at in our economy. You have a few families that control everything. Why? Is because when you stockpile mass upon mass upon mass, eventually speaking, when a child is born with, like Donald Trump, he's born a billionaire, that means his children's got to be multi-millionaires. That means his children's children are got to be multi, you know, approaching trillionaires. That's what we're looking at. So whereas before I thought that this inheritance tax was, it's highly necessary in society. Now, that sounds contradictory to what we're talking about, but it's not. And the reason why it's not is because those are the rules that we have to play by. And we've been shut out of the game for so long, we're still shut out of the game. But now I'm learning this knowledge about the biblical aspect of what the Bible told me to do in the first place. And he said, leave your kids an inheritance. That's what he's talking about. But just like what you were saying, we have not been taught the knowledge. Now, the problem is, and back to the old adage that they go to all the time, they say, when you know better, do better. But the problem is, we get knowledge and we're fighting the knowledge. Like, what we have is better than the knowledge that you're receiving is going to take you. And again, it goes back to the old adage, you know, too often we are our own worst enemy.
Because the crisis is in the mirror. The crisis is really in the mirror. And the mirror is the overall, the crisis is in the silver. For those of you that may not know, a mirror can't exist without silver. It's silver that gives the overall, is the overall particles of silver inside of a mirror that you can have a reflection of light. So it's, we're the real cause of it all. Here's our free will and our talents and abilities are so powerful that if we actually decided and put our will to creating something, there probably isn't anything that we couldn't create. There's been individuals that have actually created zero point energy. And what happens to those? There are too many others that say, no, we don't want that because we need to exploit the people.
Get your hand out my pocket.
Get your hand out my pocket. And so what we do is that we as the overall collective have chosen to subjugate ourselves through deception. And until we realize that that is really the truth, we will continue to have what we had last year, what we had 10 years ago, what we had 20 years ago, what we had 30 years ago, what we had 50, 100, 200, 300, 400. We will continue to stay on that same path. See, the bad thing is that because we're so stagnant, our overall talents and ability have become septic, have been actually infirmed. And I don't even know what our great capabilities are. I think that we could very easily go from a class zero society to a class one in such short order. But see, we don't have a class one will. We don't think on a class one. We're thinking on a class zero, so that's why we remain where we are. Because we haven't challenged ourselves to say and ask the question. We don't ask questions anymore. We do not ask questions anymore. Keith wanted to chime in.
You know, there's a character that we're all familiar with. Now, whether this is a real character or a mythical character, that's up for debate. But we've all heard of Willie Lynch. But whether he was real or not, his level of intelligence is unbelievable. The man was a genius. Now, I'll say that he was an evil genius, but he was a genius. But one of the things that he said, you know what? And this is what's so unfortunate. He said, you know what? He says, if you put my practices into place, soon a time will come in which you will no longer have to do it because it will become self-fulfilling prophecy, and they'll do it to themselves. I think you said something about looking in the mirror.
And I will put it this way, Pastor, looking into the silver is really, you remember the old Wizard of Oz? What got Dorothy back home? What got Dorothy back home? What got Dorothy back to her ancestral truths? What got Dorothy out of the Wizard of Oz? Out of this facade? Out of this paradigm of subjugation and exploitation? What got Dorothy out of that overall realm? Was her silver slippers, her silver shoes, All she had to do is utilize her talents and abilities with silver and click it together, and then what would happen to her? Her and her dad Toto would be back in her ancestral time. Frank knew what he was doing when he wrote The Wizard of Oz. But so many of us are cognitively dysfunctional to see it. It was so powerful. One of the changes in the overall Wizard of Oz is they changed Dorothy's silver shoes to ruby shoes. The original was silver. They changed it to ruby. Know why they changed it to ruby? Because they didn't want the overall truth to be told, and people would say, wait a minute. So they changed it to an untruth. You could click ruby all you want. All you'll get is a reflection of red light going through it. Silver. Because that's what light is.
Hey, so Dave, I got a comment.
It's so important. My man, man. What's up, Jenna? Go ahead, Jenna. Oh, no, that's Rob. 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 Sorry about that. Go ahead, Rob. Jump in.
Yeah, it's Rob out of Atlanta. I wanted to share two things I found out. I'm pretty sure you already know, but I stumbled up on my research that they require 47,000 tons of silver to be able to separate the uranium to make the atom bomb back in the
Manhattan Project. Yes.
Yeah.
The Manhattan Project.
Exactly. That amount, and then they say they borrowed it and gave it back. I was like, first, second of all, you can't even find the chart that shows the imports and the exports of silver as they kept on the book. But then you would see that it fell off. I did see a copy of it, but it was on a video, and it was basically just showing during that time how they tried to make it seem like, you know, they put it back. Man, that's just a crock, you know what I'm saying? And first of all, I want you for being able to pass that wisdom on to be able to see that. Second of all, I was in a little town, riding through town, and I saw the guy. He was outside with the sign and said, "We'll buy your gold." And at the bottom of it was a little attachment. It said, "And silver." This is the first time I've ever seen that, where, you know, they was advertising to buy your silver too. But, you know, who holds on to silver and wants to sell it to somebody who's standing in the street? You know, anybody who has the actual physical asset is not going to give it to somebody who's standing in the street. You know what I'm saying? Unless you just want to give it away. But I thought that was pretty remarkable that they doing, you know, gold and silver now, you know, at these pawn shops or, you know, title bond stores or wherever they go, they want to buy it from. But I thought that was pretty funny when I saw that. I just wanted to share that experience.
My brother, great Robin. I'm sorry. Keith wanted to say something real quick to you. Hold on, go ahead, Keith. You want to chime in?
Yeah, you know, just to piggyback on what you were saying, what Dave is saying, where we're going and what this overall message today has been, is just like where you're seeing that sign that says no gold or no silver. I saw something the other day that tripped me out that I hadn't seen either. And what had happened was we were looking. We were acquiring about some land, Dave, you remember the other day, and there was land for sale in Atlanta. But the thing about this land for sale in Atlanta was they were saying they will not accept cash. They will not accept cash. If those aren't wake-up calls, again, I have no idea what is.
And, you know, this man Rob. Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
I was just going to say, this is in Atlanta, you say?
Yes. He said it was in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah, and I know that's your stomping ground.
Right.
And this is what you're going to see. And, you know, to make the point where Rob was talking about, and he was talking about something very important. You know, so often, Keith and Rob, we hear about Executive Order 6102, okay? And that was the bank holiday that Roosevelt signed. But see, Roosevelt signed one that was even more disturbing than 6102. See, most people say that the 6102 was the executive order that Roosevelt signed where he confiscated gold from people. They didn't confiscate gold from people. They didn't confiscate gold from people. They actually paid them for their gold, but they just paid them poorly for it. They gave them a debt instrument for them, but they still gave them something for it. So it was like, even though we know that they gave them nothing and got the overall gold, okay? It was Executive Order 6814 is the one that mattered. It was actually where they told people that they had a hand in their silver to the U.S. government, and they told them that they had to hand in their gold, their silver to the U.S. government, because that was the overall silver that was used for what Rob was talking about for the Manhattan Project to establish the atomic bomb. This is how you know North Korea has a bomb. If you saw their bomb, and if you know anything about North Korea, they are one of the last countries that have silver veins within their overall countries. They have a significant amount of silver in that country. That's how you know that they're a nuclear capable country. And so this is the significance. And they tell us so much about how important silver is to us. See, what we always want is that we don't want to be investigators from having a base of our, from our ancestral ties. See, ancestrally, see, someone wouldn't have been able to pull this over on us. They had to gradually break that whole institution down. And then once they broke that institution down, then now they could come in with a Wizard of Oz and catch you up in a tornado. See, most people don't realize that that tornado that caught Dorothy in was the whirlwind. The world had spun everything so much, it put everyone and put Dorothy and all of the characters of that, that tornado sent them into a whirlwind of confusion. That was generated through weather manipulation. I added that part. But it's so, so important that we start to ask the right question, because a question is more important than an answer. A question is eternal, and we have to be asking these questions. So listen, we're getting ready to go to another commercial break. Appreciate you, Rob. But before we do that, Rob, did you want us to chime in on something else?
Oh, no. I just had comments. That's all. Appreciate it, Dave. And Pastor
Man, appreciate you, brother. I greatly, greatly appreciate you. Listen, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, give me 2 minutes. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to put this together. Then we want to talk about this hurricane, because we want you all to be prepared. And I'm going to tell you, folks, that these storms are just a prelude of the economic one that's coming as well. And if you look at some of these things, that they're going to cause for a, it's going to enhance. The weather, the earthquakes, and the weather are very, very significant and is being used by man for their overall objectives. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. I hope you kind of see some of the things that we're we're talking about, and ask your own questions, do your own research, and set your own sovereignty in a path that is going to benefit you and your family, because it's about a legacy. It's about, because you're going to live for your spirit lives forever. You're going to make the great transformation, and you're going to continue. It's your body that is actually loses its overall composition. And when it loses composition and its constitution, it decomposes. So that is what's going to happen. But there is no death. It moves on. So I was reading this article about how Bloomberg was telling you that the next financial crisis is staring us in the face. And it gave you a lot of clues and hints in this whole thing. So I want to go back to this article. And it says that instead, we have little new wisdom or self-awareness to show for that traumatic event, talking about the crisis of 2008, Keith. That was one of the key takeaways from an extraordinary conference I had attended last week called Retrospective Lessons in Prospective Strategies, co-sponsored by Santa Fe Institute and Morgan Stanley in New York. It left me excited, brimming with ideas, curious about how we could do better as investors. This is why our overall legacy wealth management seminars are so important, because we've been doing that for a far long time, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of those individuals came to our seminar and checked out what we were doing, and then now they do it as well, because I know some of the individuals that have been seeping into catching what's going on. They're doing this now because they know that they're going to reposition themselves after the collapse, and everyone will be listening to them then. They're not preparing them for them. They're repositioning people to get smacked again. Goes on. I took notes, and I never took notes. Every discussed topic had profound implications for the capital markets. Stop right there. See, nothing about money at all. It's the same. They're basically saying the collapse is coming. This is what you need to do. And guess what they're going to tell you to do? Be beholden to them. Because these individuals are going to have profound accounts, because they were significant in having the overall collapse. They actually know how it happened, because they were the orators. They were the overall orchestrators. They said it, then they orchestrated it as well. They did it. The opening panel, lessons learned from his had legendary stock picker Bill, I won't say his name, an asset manager, won't say where he's an asset manager, recounting their experiences during the financial crisis. It made me sad, angry, and hopeful all at the same time. We tend to forget just how shocking that period was. Some of the behaviors witness at various institution investment funds was both hilarious and frightening. One large endowment fund selling amidst the collapse against the overall one. I don't want to say these companies' recommendations. He told him, "We are not make a market timing, but we will probably return to U.S. equities in the spring. Rarely at a loss for words," he left the overall institution was left sputtering and speechless. Similar, individuals told that the crisis era story. He presented the idea of buying junk bonds in December of 2009 buying a junk bonds in December of 2009 to a large firm's investment committee at the time. The bonds were trading at 20 cents on the dollar, but the idea was rejected by the committee as too risky. 5 years later, the fund bought those same bonds at a much higher price and at much greater risk. See, this is what they always do. See, they cause the calamity. They always buy when there's blood on the street because they create the overall massacre to do the slaughter. And then they come in and they acquire things for pennies. See, they say they acquire things for pennies on the dollar. They do not acquire things for penny on the dollar. They acquire things without giving up anything. And this is the setup. And if we continue to play at the gamble at Vegas at the casino, the house will always win. If the house wins, if you not the house, you lose. These errors led to an observation. You can have a committee of 10 geniuses that provide a collective, you can have a committee of 10 geniuses that prove to be collectively to be a moron. Basically, he is saying that all of these collective geniuses prove to be one big moron. See, the system always tells you what it's doing and what it means. See, they're telling you no matter how much education you get from their overall institutions, you're still going to be a moron to their game. You're still going to be a moron because you have schooling, not an education. It's a big, huge difference. Huge, huge difference. And the article goes on. The panel on behavioral finances was similarly thought-provoking. A panelist discussed the research into a collective computive in nature that has significant ramifications for various machine-human hybrid activities. Talking about bot trading, talk about the algorithms that are trading, how the algorithms are set forth in trading. It was hard not to listen to her discussing her research without thinking that there is a warning for artificial intelligence and algo-driven trading. Absolutely. See, they're setting you up for the next failure. The next failure is going to be through AI. Because they're going to get people to jump into AI. They already have people jumping into AI. It's called smartphones for dumb people. It's called cars that decide they're not going to stop. It's called cars that say, you know what? They told me you didn't pay your overall payment, so I'm just going to start up, reverse out the driveway and just go on and drive down to the bank. There won't be a need for a repo man. And if it's that bad and you owe that much, it'll lock the door and drive you down to the overall small claims court or the court for the overall debtor's prison court. They'll drive you down to there and drive you straight into the overall subterranean parking that's all locked, and then they can just walk you right up in there. Your car do all that for them. It'll be where you'll be trying to get a car back. No, because I don't want the car to drive me down to debtor's court like it did my cousin. My cousin called me and told me, Dave, come try to stop my car. It says it's returning me to debtor's prison. I'm trying to turn it left and it's turning right. I'm hitting the brakes. It's stopping at stop signs and then it's going right ahead with my foot still on the brake. The pedal's to the floor.
It's locked me in.
I can't get out. You remember the old thing? I fall in and I can't get up. I'm locked in and I can't get out. That's going to be this generation. I'm locked in and I can't get out. The behavior finance looked at what economic actors are doing with their money. Did you hear what they just said? The behavioral finances looks at what economic actors are doing. Who's your economic actors? everyone that you see on your overall governmental tube, on the propaganda machines, mainstream medias, as this person of economic standing and that economic standing, and they're reading the script. They're all actors. And the key to being an actor is that you know that all actors are professional liars. I don't care how much you like this actor or that actress. You like them because they're such good professional liars. And see, the system knows that they can do things to psychologically get you in balance to where you'll even start acting out as well, and you too will be an inspiring professional liar. The imbalance is so significant. It seems so minuscule to us, but it's so monumental to the overall subjugation and control. And the thing is that we're not cognizantly savvy enough to recognize they turned the heat up. Because it takes a spiritual sense, not a physical touch. They physically touched us because the spirit sense has been nullified. So the article, real quick, just finish this. Behavioral finance looked at what economic actors are doing with their money, or what they say they are and what they're thinking when market finances, when making financial decisions. Another gentleman, a professor of behavioral finance and economics at California Institute of Technology, CIT, research issued a neurofinance. This looks at what is occurring within the human cognitive system when risk and reward decisions are made. Do you see what they're doing to everyone? See, what this overall article is really about is they're saying they're getting you to have blind faith in them, and they're doing that by first they got you so attached to your smartphone that the next alert, the next notification triggers the overall endorphins in you and everything else where you got to run to see what that is and everything else. This weekend I got away from my phone. You know what I did? I took it outside and I left it out there. Kicked it away from me. They're setting everyone up. What they're setting everyone up here, Keith, on this one, is they're saying, hey, you know the financial crisis? They tell you that they got you and everything else, but what they're doing is they're positioning for the next one to get you. And they're telling you how they're going to get you through AI, through nanotechnology, through behavioral science. Whoever heard of neurofinancing, behavioral research? Who does that? Because there's a reason why they do that, because our overall capabilities are so great. And the system has to do what? It has to get you to compromise that daily. It's a new setup. It's a new setup. Man, I just hope that we invoke ourselves. My man Scotty wants to chime in. Scotty, go ahead, chime in.
Oh, no, I don't, Dave.
Oh, okay, okay. I just hope that we invoke ourselves more. And I just hope that we will move ourselves into more of a sustainable sovereignty position. And when you becoming sovereign and having your sustainability depending on that, you got to go back to ancestral spiritual truths. And that journey, I think, is a very necessary and a very profitable one. There is a market that we should be engaging in, and that's the ecosystem. It's not a gamble in the ecosystem. There is risk, and there is reward, but it's absent of manipulation. so that risk and reward is not manipulated. See, in the current economic system, the risk and reward is manipulated. They manipulate the rewards to go to whom they want it to go to, and all of the risk to go to everyone else. The ecosystem doesn't do that. And so that means that all of the risk can be mitigated. And all of the rewards can be mitigated as well. It's not based off of a individual protectivism. It's based on a collective prudence system. So I just wanted to bring that up, and this is all going to move us into an asset-based heavy economic system. And they're basically telling you what the new major economic crisis is going to be about. And they actually gave you told you where that overall is going to come from. It's not going to come from the so-called United States of America. The United States of America will be the untied states of America that will provide the labor for that. Guess where they're basically telling you? If you really look at this, they're talking about the reunification of Korea, where the overall military might of North Korea aligns with the overall industrialness of South Korea. Where what kind of technology comes out of South Korea and China?
More advanced than what we got.
They're basically telling you all of these things is right here. It's all right here. So what I want to do really quickly, I want to just move to, but if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. What I'd like to move to is I want everyone to want to move to Hurricane Michael just to get an update and see where it is, and because we definitely need to be prepared for these things. And so I'm at the Weather Channel, and I would just please get prepared for this one as well, and prepare for, if you look at it, a portion of the economy has been totally, totally destroyed from the past 3 years of storms. And they call it that these storms are getting stronger and stronger because of climate change.
And more often.
Here's the thing about it. Yes, it is the climate change, but it ain't the warming. It ain't the one that they tell you it is. See, they have climate change because they blame you for emissions, when it's the actual system that has all of the emissions and all of the pollutants that they put in the air. See, this is what's so remarkably foul about it. So remarkably foul, it just puts you in awe. They're poison. They blame you for creating the, they create the poison. They blame you for its overall invention.
And that's only part of the equation.
There's only part of the equation. Oh, keep wanting to chime in.
They blame you for what they created, and at the same time, they continue to get paid for it.
Right. Right. Chief said that they blame you for what they create, and they continue to get paid for it. That's so true. That's so true. So this climate change with these storms. No, let me tell you something. Their climate change is that they are just doing nothing more than taxing you for breathing and existing. Think about this. They keep talking about CO2 emissions. Do you really know what they're talking about when they talk about CO2 emissions? When you breathe in oxygen, what does your body do with the oxygen? It sends it to the overall lungs, and it's dispersed within the hemoglobin and throughout the body, and it burns the energy and everything else. And then what does it do? It returns that overall gas and comes back, and you emit what? CO2. So when they talk about climate change, they're talking about depopulation of the human species, because guess who's creating the CO2 emission? Everybody that's breathing. So they've actually going to legislate depopulation for CO2 producers. And it's all a lie.
The Earth is well-shaped and formed to handle all of the CO2. That's why it has lungs on the overall planet called trees and shrubs. And if you look at your lungs, they kind of look like trees as well. The great creator didn't make a mistake. Man just told a lie. The great creator made no mistake. Man just told a lie. So they're legislating through taxation, CO2 emissions. This is their overall trickery and conniving way to say that you're the problem. And then their overall plants and everything else, they put those there as visual things to create CO2, and then they can monitor that. The Earth can deal with all of the CO2. Let me tell you something. There's nothing that you can put in the air that's going to change the climate. Y'all, bear with me for a minute. There's nothing that you can put in the air that can change the climate. Let me tell you why. Because there's more water on this planet. That is the barometer. There's really two barometers for this planet. It's the sun and the oceans. They set the overall climate, and water is more dense than air. So you can't have a lightweight beat a heavyweight. It's the spirit of the law. They're giving you the letter of the law through emissions. The letter of the law is you can't have that car emit CO2 emissions. Keith, you have to breathe through one nostril. You're committing crimes against humanity by emissions of two nostrils, CO2 emissions of two nostrils. And then you know what people would be doing? Putting the plug in their nose so they couldn't breathe. But one, because it's the law. We got to obey it. When we don't even recognize the spirit of the law anymore. So these storms, they will have an effect. And I'm looking at, I want to get a look at, right now they say that, updated that it's, Michael is a, wait, what is it? Okay, let me read this. Okay, it's a hurricane because it has wind speeds of 110 miles per hour currently. And hopefully it will won't get any stronger, but its path is putting it in the panhandle. Then it can go through Alabama, Georgia, and into South Carolina, and then into North Carolina, and then turn back out on a boomerang turn out to sea. So it will probably be a major hurricane tomorrow and Wednesday morning, and then a hurricane, then make landfall as a major hurricane with wind speeds of over 110 miles per hour, and then once it makes landfall, become a hurricane of winds up to 110 miles per hour before it will become a tropical storm by the time it hits Georgia and then go through the overall Carolinas, going back out to sea, moving in that trajectory. So just know where this overall path of this hurricane is, and those in Florida, I know those individuals are hardy individuals. They know the importance of preparedness, which is very, very important. So let's make sure we do that. So, hey, everyone, we're getting ready to get out of here, and we'll find out some more things. And I greatly appreciate you all. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
with Slicing Cake. With Slicing Cake. With Slicing Cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
With Slicing Cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world.